Welcome to another Innovation Forum podcast with me, Ian Welsh. I'm with Steve Gray, CEO of Earthwatch, and we're at Innovation Forum's How Business Can Measure the Impact and Return on Investment of Sustainability event in London. Welcome, Steve.
Hello.
We've just been having a session with your partners at HSBC looking at employee engagement. Can you give us some quick insight as to when you are connecting people with business purpose, what does the business value really look like and how do you get to working out what that value is?
Well, I think in terms of employee engagement, to get to the answer to that question, you've got to think about why is there an interest in engaging employees and engaging them in what? And so we've seen this shift in our approach to partnership, which has seen the business purpose of engagement come more front and center. So actually the answer to that is often that there's an opportunity to get employees inspired about what a company is doing and its future aspirations around sustainability objectives. So you asked about, well, how do you go about doing that? Well, I think you can create greater business value out of employee initiatives if you're clear that you want to align that initiative to the purpose of business and its sustainability objectives from the start, because that has a big influence on design. So as a practical example, what does that look like? In our work with HSBC, it looks like the time and space around practical activities to discuss the bank's approach to sustainability, its key policies, and how as influencers within the bank in your own position, you have the chance to take action to help deliver that.
And is it linking then people who come on your courses with two things, linking them with A, the direct impact of their job within the bank, but B, then the overall impact of the bank itself in the kind of wider world? And how do you link those two together?
Yes, so there's sort of a flow in the learning journey. So we will start with a big issue. So for example, a lot of the programs are built around climate change. And people may or may not come as a starting point to that experience with a skepticism of climate change, or maybe they have a strong belief. But either way, we'll start with that macro scale of the science. What's really there to actually instill that belief? And then we'll translate it into a personal context. So really actually going from the state of thinking about the mind and the scientific inquiry right to the heart of people's personal connection. So how it affects them and their family and their future children or grandchildren. And then connecting that sense that you can build of personal agency back into the business issue. So as a result of having perhaps taken on board the science, thought about it from a personal perspective, then transitioning that into what are the actions, a sort of action planning process that you can take as an individual back into the business that delivers business value, might create competitive advantage or the recruitment of new talent or the retention of talent. It might create new opportunities in different markets, but actually it also helps the bank and other partners build this cadre of people who have a good, sound knowledge about sustainability issues, which I think intrinsically are believed to be incredibly important for good future business operations.
And are you finding that the companies you work with, are they seeing these and the programs that you do, engaging around water use or other environmental matters, is it no longer just a kind of fluffy bit of philanthropy that they do on the side, and it's much more a core business issue? It's driving forward the business in all aspects.
I think we've seen that transition, and I also think it's a transition in progress. And so I think employee volunteering, what might have been a traditional interpretation of it, is definitely being left behind by the sort of partnerships that Earthwatch develops and the sort of partnerships our partners are interested in to much more closely align with the purpose of the sustainability objectives of a business and bring that into core business so that it's not separate. So actually the engagement is part of achieving core strategy, which has a commercial driver behind it, but is also actually underpinning some of the key services from the natural world, for example, that different sectors rely on, whether it's direct or indirect. And the recognition of that is much greater that we're seeing and hearing from partners and other conversations that we're having. And I think that's a huge opportunity for actually to engage people from all levels in businesses in those issues and understanding the materiality of those issues to the business and the future decisions that they make.
And it's recognition of this stronger link between economic bottom line and dealing with the kind of sustainability agenda. Does that reflect in any way in the terms of the people that you engage with at the businesses? Are you engaging with the practitioners rather than the sustainability department?
Yes, I think obviously you start any partnership somewhere and you talk to some people about the potential of it, but increasingly our engagement is going right across different functions amongst our partners. And actually, when you look at Earthwatch's mission and our priorities about who we'd like to engage, It is those who are not yet perhaps on a path to thinking around sustainability, but are on a more sort of commercial mindset, and we want to bring the two together.
And so is that ultimately your ambition for working with partners such as HSBC? You can actually influence the business as a whole. You start by influencing individuals on certain issues, whether it be water, as we said, but then the influence that they have becomes much greater, and that then means you're influencing the business as a whole.
Exactly. Across our own sort of impact framework, we obviously are engaging at an individual level, both a personal and professional impact on those individuals, but our goal over time of our corporate partnerships is to have that organizational impact, so we can influence organizational awareness, understanding, but then translate that to action and policy and management change in the decisions that are made. Because our belief is that we've got to constructively engage to address some of the big challenges that we're facing.
How do you then help your partners like HSBC measure that engagement, linking it back to the questions we were asking and answering earlier on?
We work really hard on that, and it is a big challenge, because what we're talking about is not just measuring the outputs of the number of people engaged and their motivation and inspiration as a part of a particular experience, but actually then their ongoing action and behaviours. And that creates more of a monitoring challenge, but we're increasingly developing the approaches so that we can over time keep in touch with those people, we can hear about the decisions they've made, we can develop compelling case studies and stories about how it's influenced them, and build up a collective picture of how that influence, as you described, is kind of spread out from many individuals across an organization to a scale where you can make a reasonable inference about a kind of organizational level change that's happened here, recognizing that our partnership in the scale of an organization like HSBC is going to be one of many influences, but an important one nonetheless.
Steve, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.